96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And as now at 8:46, we're glad to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line, Gina Penzig of Evergy, as we talk winter storm prep.
Gina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Getting rusted up and ready for the next couple of days, just in case.
How busy could things get here for your office and also for your media relations team here with the incoming and possibly ongoing winter storm here today, tomorrow, and even into Thursday?
Sure. So we're from operations to the media team, all watching the weather, getting prepared if we're needed to respond to power outages. From operations perspective, a lot of our preparation is that year-round tree trimming and predictive maintenance that we do. Of course, we're making sure that the crews are reminded of working safely in weather like this, and then just making sure we've got adequate staffing and supplies available to respond if we need to.
So do you have more like folks on call then when you're expecting something as a storm like this, like in the next day?
You know, we do. We definitely, we have our normal staffing. We have folks who are, you know, maybe alert that they may need to work some longer shifts. We also have area contractors who we work with that we maybe have on standby as well.
Gina, you'd mentioned here about the tree trimming process. I'm assuming by the time you get into the winter months that the tree trimming processes may slow down a little bit. You may have some breaks like yesterday where it's possible, but obviously you can't count on that on a regular widespread basis.
Actually, winter is a good time to do tree trimming because the leaves are off the trees and it makes the work easier. But, of course, you have to balance that out with putting folks to work in cold temperatures.
Understood. Okay. Well, what can residents do, I guess, maybe now to start, you know, doing some home prep or maybe even some business prep here, you know, depending on the size of their business, to possibly come out of this with not really a huge spike in their bills here for this week?
Sure. So if you're thinking about energy efficiency during the cold weather, things like making sure you're keeping your shades drawn when the sun is not shining in your windows, but taking advantage of that sunshine to help bring in some heat into the house or the business when it is, or is the first thing. Making sure your doors and windows are sealed up so that you're not losing that condition, that heated air to the outside or letting cold air in. Those are a couple of basic things. If you use a space heater, use those sparingly because they take a lot of energy. They are really meant to just kind of help warm a small space. So definitely you want to depend on your central heating unit to keep your home or your business comfortable overall. Also with space heaters, make sure you're paying attention to any safety directions on those. Unfortunately, you hear a lot of stories of fires related to space heaters. So those are just a few things, you know, where yesterday you talked about it was a perfect day to grill outside. Today is a great day to go ahead and fire up that oven and cook indoors and kind of benefit from that residual heat that cooking creates.
Gina Penzig of Evergy. Now, Gina, during the winter months, is it a bigger obstacle for your linesmen out there when there are power outages? Obviously, the pressure is on all the time when people lose their power. But during the winter months, and especially when we're looking at the temperatures that are going to be in the teens with wind chills below zero, you know, when people lose their power, lose their heat, you know, in times like this, it could get dangerous for all. And the obstacles outside, too, I would assume for your linesmen are a bit more difficult during the winter when we have, you know, the frigid conditions, the high winds, and the snow.
They can be. A lot of times the challenge is roads being cleared and being able to get to the outages. So sometimes that can just slow that transportation piece of restoration, being able to actually access the areas that we need to. Our line crews are equipped to work from the 100-degree weather in the summer to the cold temperatures in the wintertime to, you know, cycle through and take breaks as needed to regulate from those temperatures. One thing to think about with the cold weather from a customer perspective is if you have relatives, friends, families, neighbors who maybe should not try to wait out a power outage in cold weather, make sure you're communicating with those folks and have a plan in place.
That's something that typically doesn't get brought up when we talk about the potential for power outages, we're so focused in our own situations, but it is good to reach out to others nearby that you know may not be in the same boat or have the same preparedness level that you might.
that communication can go a long way in everybody kind of being neighborly and keeping one another safe in a storm, summer or winter.
Well, we're not looking at a major ice event here. At least we don't think we are at this point, which really can make things complex and dangerous. So what's the biggest? Is it wind, snow on top of the wind as far as power lines and outages here, Gina? What's the biggest factor here?
I understand from forecasts we're looking at a changeover from rain to snow. So it's always a question of how quickly that happens. So faster is better than slower. I think in the Emporia area, we're mainly looking at snow. So it's going to be that transportation, that access piece of things. If we have outages, if it's a wet snow that collects on tree limbs, that always causes some additional trouble because it weighs those limbs down. So those are the types of things that I think there in the Emporia area we're more likely to be watching for and prepared to respond to.
Good deal. Well, Gina, are we missing anything before we close things down here this morning?
Being prepared for an outage is always important. One thing that includes in today's world is making sure those cell phones are charged. If you have a battery pack, go ahead and get that charged up too, because, kind of like we were talking about before, communication is a key part of having that outage and that safety plan in place.
Gina, great information as always. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Gina Penzig of Evergy joining us prior to, our incoming winter storm that should be, knocking at our door as soon as, 8, 9 o'clock tonight?
That's what it appears right now, and we're waiting really for the National Weather Service to give us an update on the storm.